morning, sir, and how are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you.
Thank you. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Richard Shaw.
Okay, Mr. Shaw, if you would hold on for just one moment, sir, we will begin your hearing. And let me check this here. I don't see anyone in the room for Mr. Shaw, I don't believe. Okay. Mr. Shaw, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today for your revocation, parole hearing. You have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B411 hearing this morning, according to information that I show. And based upon that information, that means that the board will be considering you to promote you to your next consecutive sentence of absolute discharge. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, it is.
And based on the information that's been presented to the board, and I might point out that information is presented to the board by the Department of Corrections, and then we also get information from them dealing with Ames. We also have information with pre-sentence report and some legal documents from time to time, and most time we do not have police reports. Okay, what I show here that you're currently serving a term for molestation of a child. This is a 14-year sentence, and it had its beginning on October 3rd, 2008, and you would become parole eligible on that particular sentence, or you did become parole eligible on that particular sentence February the 1st, 2018. So you're already parole eligible, and according to information that we have, your SED date or your release date listed as the same, and that would be on April 11, 2019. Is that information correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
It sounds correct.
Okay, sir. And if you're paroled to your next sentence, and that's what we show here, that you would be paroled to a second sentence for molestation of a child, that would also be a 14-year sentence, and on that one, it will, if nothing, if you're not moved to your next consecutive sentence, then this one would begin on March 2nd, 2019, and you would become parole eligible on this one on June 30th, 2028, and your SED date was listed as September 10th, 2029. And then there are several others that are listed, and I'm not going to take time to go over them, but there are several others that's listed. But these are the two that we are looking at today. The first one, to make a decision whether to parole you to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And if we see fit to do that, then you will move to your second molestation of a child. I did not, and I can check with some other board members, I did not see a new progress report for you. Did you submit a progress report this time, sir?
No, I didn't submit a progress
report. Okay. Well, I see your progress report that was submitted, or that you submitted, or that was submitted on your behalf. The last one that I saw was December 30th, 2017. And on that particular one, and I guess maybe there have not been too many changes, but I do want to go over some things that was listed at that time. At that time, what we showed the last time that you had had counseling or program would have been in 2008. Have you had any programs since then? And that was diversity, and you completed diversity intervention. You completed that, and those were in 08. And then in 07, you had education began. Then in 07, you also had a beginning program in plumbing. And then you had your GED in 1994. You completed your GED. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, we want to commend you for completing the GED. And have you had any other programming whatsoever since 2008, sir?
I'm currently taking a Spanish course.
Okay.
There's really no other programming available for me right now.
Okay, sir, well, we do understand that, and we trust that everything will go well with you in the Spanish, with the Spanish course that you're taking at this time. Now, back in October, from this progress report, I do show that if you were to be released, and we're not talking about releasing you today, but if you were to be released, that you would be resigning at Mr. Sells, S-E-L-L-S's house in Golden Valley, Arizona. Was that still where you wish to reside, sir, once you are released,
yes,
sir?
Yes.
And that he would assist you in terms of employment and even one of his businesses. I think he must be doing both catering, and he also has a trucking business, and you would work with him with one of those, and he would help you with your expense for food, clothing, and housing once you are released. Is that still what would happen, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sir. And I also take note that you have not had a discipline that I have been able to see in 5 years. In fact, it's been a little more than 5 years since you had your last discipline. So how have you been so successful in not having a recent discipline, sir?
Well, I give it all the credit to God, sir. I've trusted him, and he's been taking care of me since I can remember, especially once I was able to understand exactly what he requires of us.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that, and we trust that you will continue to put your trust in him and that everything will work out for you, sir. I guess your last discipline that I observed on your record would have been back, I guess, on 2010, and that one was dismissed, and the last minor you had would have been, I believe, in about 2004. So you haven't had anything recent, as I've already stated. And again, we, as one board member, I commend you for the progress that you have made there. Now, let me point out the fact now, Mr. Shaw, that our board members, we have three board members present today, and let me introduce them to you, although you've met them before by way of video. On my right, your left, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. On my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair today. The reason I took the opportunity to introduce them because all of us, the three of us, had the opportunity of participating in your hearing on last year, which would have been November 21st, 2017. Therefore, we are all familiar with your with the offenses. I have to make that clear that you were that you had, as well as with your plans for the future. But since we have, I just want to ask you, and then I'll check with other board members, is there anything regarding the offense itself, molestation of a child, or conduct, sexual conduct, anything, any update that you have that you want to share with the three board members who have been in your presence before? Anything new or that you wish to share with us at this time, sir?
No, there is nothing new, sir.
Just for the record, were you found guilty, or did you plead, or how did you end up being charged, sir?
Well, the reason why I have so much time is that I did not take a plea. I refused to take a plea. And back then, it was a practice that if you were offered a plea and you did not take it, they would throw the book at you, and they did.
Okay. Well, were you actually offered a plea, or you just didn't get to that point in terms of your legal process, sir?
Yes, I was offered a plea.
Okay. And do you remember what that would have been? I'm just curious on that one. You don't have to tell us, but do you remember what that one would have been if you had accepted it, sir?
I was offered two pleas. The first one, I believe it was like 21 years or something like that.
Well, that would have been 21 years flat. You would not have had all these other listed that we have now.
No, it would have been 21 and 65%.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, sir, and but you made a decision not to not to go in that direction. I think you already indicated that you've not had any programs since the last time we saw you, except for the Spanish class that you are currently enrolled in. And let me just ask about one other program that I do not see listed, and it's probably because I probably know the reason, but I want to ask you at any rate. I do take note that you have not had any programming at all dealing with sexual counseling or anything of that nature. Do you know why you haven't had any program? And I ask that because, you know, the charges that were brought, the vast majority of them had to deal with sex. So did you have any attempt to take any of those programs, or you just haven't gotten close enough to the door to do that yet, sir?
You answered it, yes. You have to be within 4 years of your earliest release date to participate in those classes.
Okay. I didn't mean to ask it, but I knew the answer, but I didn't mean to ask it for you, sir, but at least you know the reason that you haven't either. At this time, I'm going to yield to my distinguished two colleagues here because they had the opportunity back in November last year to listen to you, and they've also had the opportunity to review this package that we have today, and so I'm going to see if they have any questions for you at this time. The Honorable Mr. Perronis.
Thank you, Dr. Wright, Honorable Board Chairman. Mr. Shaw, can you hear me clearly?
Well, just fine, thank you.
Thank you. Just a question, and that is, with respect to your decisions in the judicial process, did you decide to go to trial because you're saying that you didn't commit these crimes?
No, that's not why I refused to take a plea. I was really hurt, and I just didn't know how to. I knew I needed to be punished, and I didn't really care of the severity of it at the time, and I felt like I should be punished severely. And I don't know, you just can't imagine what goes through a person's head at a time like that. I handled it the best way I could. I knew that God was with me, and he'd make a way out of no way. So I trusted in him, believe it or not, this place has been a blessing, and came in with reading at a fourth grade level, and I've been able to get my GED, and I couldn't even read the Bible or anything like that, and now I'm just sorry, you know.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your honesty with the board. It certainly helps me as one board member make an informed decision. Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Anything that you have, Honorable Mr. Neal?
No,
at
this time, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. I do have just a couple of quick questions, sir. When you came in, did you have any type of faith, belief at that time? I know now you mentioned God several times, but did you have any faith, beliefs at that time, or whether this is something that you picked up since you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, I did have faith, and I knew that, you know, we are all sinners, and I just made some bad decisions, and I was in a bad way, and
this,
the end results of it.
Let me just ask this. Excuse me, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say, if I could, with hindsight, if I could turn back time, I never really realized how bad people get hurt. I've never been hurt like that in my life, and so I didn't really realize the severity of it. And now I do, you know, so.
Of course, we cannot, this is not to retry anything, so we're just trying to become more familiar with you and the court can make an informed decision. But you grew up in a very large family. Didn't you have about 13 members of your family, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you still have any contact with family, sir?
Let's see. About two-thirds of them have passed away in the rest who were left or have not been in contact with me. In fact, I even lost through searches and stuff like that, addresses, and I don't even have a way of getting a hold to anybody. So we're kind of estranged right now.
Okay, sir. Okay, don't believe that board members have any further questions for you at this time. I do have one other question. How old were you when you committed the initial offense, sir?
The initial one was
20. Adult or were you a juvenile at the time, sir, your recollection?
I was an adult.
Okay.
And it looks like I was
Okay, sir.
No, that's when I came into prison.
Thank you so very much for being so helpful and being so courteous with the board up to this point. Before we go into a final statement coming from Mr. Shaw, I don't have to, but I'd like to ask the question, is there anyone in the room who is here to support Mr. Shaw today? Anyone present supporting Mr. Shaw? Anyone present supporting Mr. Shaw? I don't see anyone. Are there any victims in the room as it relates to Mr. Shaw? Any victims? I don't see any present today. Therefore, Mr. Shaw, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. However, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. We've heard you, but this is your hearing, and you will have the right, the legal right, to make any statement that you wish to make to the board. And we ask that you not repeat yourself, but the board is open now to listening to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And I do and would like to neck write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son, in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than profit of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are always of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens, and by his knowledge, the depths were broken up. The clouds dropped dew down the dew. My son, let not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power of your hands to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Do not desire evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause. If he has done you no harm, do not envy the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. Thank you, sir, for letting me.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Shaw. At this time, Mr. Shaw, the board is going into discussion. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. It's just the three of us talking among ourselves. For the purpose of today's hearing, this will be the first time that the three of us will have had an opportunity to discuss the hearing, because we do operate under the laws of the open meeting law of the state of Arizona. And everything that we do is done in public. Therefore, the board is now going into discussion, but we're going to ask that you remain on the phone so that you can hear exactly what the board members will be saying. And this is will be the first time that they will be speaking as it relates to today's hearing. The board is now in discussion. Distinguished board members, I find Mr. Shaw to be a very interesting individual. He admits that he committed those offenses, and there were any number of offenses. And I will be the first one to say that I understand and sympathize with the victims of these offenses. The Department of Corrections has been, in my opinion, has been good to Mr. Shaw, inasmuch as he indicated himself that when he went in, he couldn't read at the fourth grade level, yet he proved today that he can at least read the Bible now. And I think that this is something that he can be commended for. Under ordinary circumstances, I would not suggest this, and I'm speaking only as one board member, board members, and I'm prepared to listen to you otherwise. As one board member, I feel that Mr. Shaw ought to be considered for parole to his next consecutive sentence. Why would one say that? The reason I say that Mr. Shaw today is 61 years of age. And if he stays in from now on, minus any reduction in sentence, when he gets out, he would be 166 years of age. And in today's society, most people, period, just don't reach that age level. And I think that that would, and I don't mean to eliminate his rights, but that would eliminate him from having to come back and go through this, and it would also eliminate the board until he moved to his next consecutive sentence, which would be for another 14 years. And then after that next 14 years, and it would go on and on and on, and just for the record, then we go 21 years, 21 years, 21 years, 21 years, 28 years, and 15 years at the end, which means that it would end in the year 2124. Therefore, that's just my feeling as one board member at this time. As I said, in the ordinary circumstances, I would not suggest that at all. But this one, for time purposes and otherwise, this is just my feeling. But yes, sir, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Board Chairman. I will keep it short. I agree with you, and I think it strikes a balance between accountability, pragmatism, and decency. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Mr. Leo.
Yes, sir. I agree with you that he's got commendable records since he's been in, and he, you know, seems like he wants to continue with whatever program that he can get and to better himself, and he's done a good job of that. So I agree with your contention. It's a time saver for everybody, and less heartache for him too, actually, you know, because the more often he comes from the board, the more often he has to go through this. So, I would be in favor of pulling the next consecutive sentence this time.
Thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is to parole Mr. Richard D. Shaw, ADC number 066486, to
to his next and second sentence, which would also be for molestation of a child, which would be 14 years, and with several others pending in the future, and to parole him to that sentence, but to deny absolute discharge. And that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. And the type of hearing that we have today is 412B, 411, which means that he's not eligible to move out. And since he's been granted to the 412B, only thing that I would check would be that he must continue to abide by institutional rules, participate in available programming, and refrain from disciplinary infractions. And that, do I need to explain anything else? Anything else that any board member wishes to include? Hearing nothing else, Mr. Shaw, this board has unanimously paroled you to your next consecutive sentence. And we wish you the best. We trust that everything will work out for you. And you can always check with time comp, but what we show now that you will be eligible to for that next consecutive sentence based on information that's been presented to the board. You will become parole eligible on June 30th, 2028, but that does not count for all of the others that you will be in the future. So thank you so very much. We wish you the best, sir. And this will end your hearing. Please put the 03 back on the phone, sir.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.